Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. That's Dan Fogelberg,
the late, great Dan Fogelberg, bringing this back.
I'm Jim Blasingame. Great, but not late. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. GotWords.com, ChiefHomeOfficer.com, RoadTripMojo.com. Check those out. The last one is the one we're talking about right now. Hey, Jeffrey, you're taking a vacation. I mean, so you've already got your fortune made, so you can take a couple of weeks off. But the average folks out here like me, you know, we can barely take a long weekend. And so congratulations. I'm really proud. We're proud to know somebody like you. You're going to hit the road with your camper, with your trailer and everything. So, but here's the question I know a lot of people have on their mind. If they actually are able to put 3 or 4 days together to be gone, traveling cross state, this is in the history of anybody living, it's never occurred to any of us to check with the states that we're going to travel to see if we can get in, and if we get in, if we can get out because of the quarantines, right, and everything. What did you have to do to cross states?
Well, we've kept up on the news. Many are not giving it depends on the states you're going to. I mean, obviously, Florida's having issues, understatement of the year there, Captain Obvious. You know, New York is having issues, California, Texas, you know, so there are hot spots all around. We've heard of no issues trying to travel into any of these states, except for Florida, but, you know, that's where we are. So coming back, they're not going to deny us. But
Jeffrey,
you know,
once you leave Florida, aren't you worried they're not going to let you back? I mean, you got to think. You got to be thinking about that. You know, I don't mean anybody. I mean you.
You know, I don't know that they can't let us back into our state as much as require us to quarantine when we get here. I mean, I haven't.
But that's part of the issue.
Not being able to.
That's part of the concern.
Well, but for us, that's not, you know, for me, that's not an issue to quarantine. I work from home. I've quarantined for the past 31 years.
And people have been social distancing from you your whole life. So that's not
an issue. Yeah, exactly. So it would be no different for me or those around me. And my wife is an essential worker, as a healthcare worker. So I don't want to say I'm not concerned. I'm not being cavalier about it. Yeah. And we're going to have plenty of.
But you have to do some homework. You have to make some notes and pay attention.
Yeah.
Do you expect to be stopped anywhere along the way when they see where you're from? If you're going to be pulling a camper, they're going to assume you're probably cross country. Do you expect somebody to check you out?
I'm not expecting it, and I've heard of nothing on it. And I, you know, I'm on social media sites, and I keep pretty, and I follow the news. The only thing I've heard, like you're alluding to, is coming back into the state of Florida after travel. But I've not heard of people who are residents having a hard time.
But you know, New York posted that certain states people from certain states couldn't drive into their state. What were they doing? Were they checking people at the border? What was happening there?
I've heard that. Well, I don't know about New York. I'm not going that far, but I've heard that Florida has check stations. You know, inspection when you cross the border. I heard it's either 75, 95, or both coming into the state. So, and someone even told me, stay to the left where the trucks go, and they're really not stopping people. They're stopping people in cars. And as we alluded to about driving in the trailer, I'm a truck. So I could reasonably make the assumption I'm a truck and go into the truck lane and drive right through. I'm really not that concerned about it. Again, not as a cavalier point of view, like I'm not going to worry about that as much as I have not heard, and my research has not shown that the issue is there for me heading out. I have heard that, you know, the citizenry in certain areas aren't digging Florida plates, so we might take some.
Well, I think they actually have your name on a couple of lists out there, not just your domicile, but
if not the post office, going to the local grocery.
And now that I've added you on the air, I mean,
yeah, exactly. I don't have Florida plates. I'm from Alabama. I'm from New York. Watch those plates. No, so
there you go.
We're you know, we're looking forward to a good time, and it'll be an experience. I mean, it'll be something at least to write about for Road Trip Mojo as we head out.
Right.
And, you know, and I got to tell you, in all seriousness, this is it's a tough time. It's a sad time, but we can't be moribund, and we can't be all, you know.
We deliver our lives, don't we?
I mean, if we have the opportunity, if we have our health, and we take a healthy attitude about what life is dealing us. Look, my wife got furloughed for 2 weeks. That's the only reason we're taking this trip.
Mm-hmm.
Her boss said, look, I'm going to close the practice for a couple of weeks, and mm-hmm. so go do what you do. And
why
so
not?
We're heading out on
perfect
vacation.
Time.
You know, we weren't going to do it otherwise, but opportunity came. And
yeah.
so, and again, you know, we're going to travel.
Well, the good
today.
News
we
is, see,
that.
You were set up for this. You were already ready to go. That's my point about you can't
right.
just, if you're going to do something like this, folks, if you're going to be a road warrior like Jeffrey, you need to plan this. You need to be out in front of it. You need to practice, like he said. And I mean, if you didn't have you already have your truck and your trailer, you couldn't pull this off in 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, this is something. This doesn't happen overnight. I mean, you can rent, and I've heard of a lot of people renting trailers. There's all sorts mm-hmm. of, you know, trailer and RV rental sites you can go to, whether it's, you know, full-on
individuals.
Corporate rentals or people who own their units are
mm-hmm.
ready to rent them out. You know, so there's ways to do it. Just be smart about it. You know,
yeah.
and
remember what we said earlier. If you've been used to driving a car or even a pickup, getting in an RV or pulling a trailer is not the same thing. It's different. Be
right.
safe out there.
Right.
Hey, Jeffrey, give us the website one more time, please.
Roadtripmojo.com, or if you want some good old words, just go to gotwords.com.
There you go. Jeffrey Zabar. Hey, Jeffrey, good job today. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jim.
And be safe. We're looking forward to getting a report when you come back. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.